There continues to be segments of the industry that are unhappy with anything being done in this space.
Ethan Lane is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on last week's announcement by USDA on electronic identification.
We have 44 state affiliate organizations, all of them with their own policy books, their own boards of directors, their own in-state political dynamics. And some of those states have policy on their state books that seeks fully mandatory traceability for the entire herd. Other states don't want to see anything like that. Some states are voluntary. Some states don't have policy on it. So, you know, like any other issue in the cattle industry, these issues look very different depending on you know, where you are in the supply chain, what phase of production, where you are in the country. And so the job of NCBA is to put together sort of the voices of all those members and all those affiliates around the country and formulate kind of a common policy on this that we can advance at the federal level. And so what we've done over the last 10 or 15 years is have a kind of an evolving policy on this driven by our members that puts forth what we as an industry believe we would like to see in a nationally significant traceability program. Now, that stays silent on whether we're talking about a government program or an industry-driven solution. But in those tenets, what we say is that our preference is for the industry to be in the driver's seat on the program. Our preference is for the program to not place the financial burden for compliance on our producers. And the preference is for that program to move at the speed of commerce, to protect our producers' data, to make sure that it isn't used inappropriately or fall into the wrong hands. So, you know, there's been kind of an evolution over the years of what the industry can agree a successful program might look like, but you're never going to craft something that's going to make everybody happy here. The goal is to be as inclusive as we can and looking at those different perspectives and follow our members' lead in where they go with this. And that's a policy they've put forward. So given that, we certainly can support, the tenets of what USDA is doing here. Although it certainly can be noted that I think the preference of our industry is for a producer-led, a voluntary solution. But we did pass policy in Orlando that recognizes that we do recognize the need and importance of what USDA is doing here on this class of cattle moving forward.
Though commodity groups can tell the story, it's much more impactful coming from a producer.
Well, 2 weeks ago, we had more than 300 of our members from all of those states here in town for our legislative conference. It's an event we hold in Washington every spring. And it's just that. It's an opportunity for our producers to be up on the Hill, to talk to their members of Congress, talk to their senators, meet with federal agencies, and make those opinions known. It's a great opportunity both to carry the NCBA message, but also for those states to carry their own individual messages. You know, we work on a lot of issues here at NCBA, and Tony, you've been in our office here in Washington. We have a one-page flyer for every issue you can think of in the cattle industry, and it's always interesting to watch our states prepare their materials to go to Capitol Hill, because, you know, if you're a Western state, you might have a one-pager in there on the gray wolf being listed under the Endangered Species Act. But if you're from West Virginia or Florida, that may not be as hot a topic in your delegation. So, you see those different groups picking and choosing. But I think almost all of those states went to the Hill here 2 weeks ago, at least wanting to touch on the topic of traceability, wanting to tell legislators they appreciated the $15 million that was appropriated for tags and equipment to make sure our producers aren't bearing the cost of implementing this rulemaking. That's something we worked very hard on throughout the last year. And so this is one of those issues that definitely has bubbled to the top and is on folks' list from coast to coast right now.
It's Agriculture Today.
It's time for an Agronomy Minute with Corey Thompson, DeKalb Delta Pine Technical Agronomist. Corey, really close to cotton planting time, but we need to keep a close eye on those ground temperatures.
You're absolutely right. You know, we got some guys that are starting to pull the trigger on planting some cotton this past week. Closely monitor those soil temps. I mean, we're still experiencing some pretty cool nighttime temperatures. When you check your soil temp, whether it be through your own probe or through a local weather station like the Mesonet, pay attention to the temperatures around sunrise at the 4 to 8 inch depth. We want those to be above 65 degrees. Remember, the 5-day forecast should have highs greater than 80 and lows exceeding 50, ideally 60. When planting early, understand your variety's early season characteristics. May also get with a dealer and check on cool germs. Be cautious of planting early if you intend on also watering up the crop.
And this has been an Agronomy Minute with Corey Thompson, DeKalb Delta Pine Technical Agronomist.